This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Look, man, you've got to check yourself. We can't see you, bro.
Can you see me?
No, yeah.
I didn't even know it was you. And the thing is, I'm a great recollector of faces. And did you or did you not box on the undercard of Joe Smith?
And yeah. Kevin? Yep.
You see the memory? The memory, bro. You can fight.
100%
you can fight. And you know what? We were sitting next to, I think it might have been your dad and your family. They're Jamaican, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, bro, my memory's too good. And they was making up pure noise. And they was like, yeah, you know, we've been watching you, you know, we like Anthony. But I remember you can fight. And I didn't even know it was you coming on, but welcome to the show. Good to have you.
Appreciate you, man.
Let's go.
Yeah, man. Let me just say before we start. I mean, massive big up to the Pope of boxing because he hooked that up. He was saying, look, yeah, there's a young new Tucker.
Yeah.
Said, yeah, send me his fights. Send me a couple of your fights. I said, nah, this boy can box, you know.
Boy.
Like, and it's a crazy one because Tony's been away because he's been in camp. He's been away for like over a month. So I've been doing it for myself. And he said to me, like, we should get a guest on. I said, no, we don't need no guest this week because like, you're coming back now. Loads of people want to ask questions about you and Andy Yard and everything else. And
yeah,
because it was a fantastic fight, right? But I said, oh, Tun, I forgot, man. I spoke to Tucker in the week. He's a good dude. So Tun was like, ooh, he said, wait a minute. Yeah, I know the brother. He's a Yard dude. He said, his family is some different energy. He said, yeah, he's a good dude. Get him on. And anybody who comes on the Fighters Right, Tun can tell you, they always blow up. I'm just telling you the truth.
Good looking, bro. I appreciate both of y'all, man. Word.
So tell us, man. Tell us, how's it going? What's your record right now?
Right now, I'm 9-0.
What's next for you?
Right now, I'm 9-0, 5 knockouts. My next fight, April 1st, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Hard Rock Casino, Hard Rock Stadium. No, it's the casino, I believe. I'm fighting this guy from out of Xander Zayas' camp, you know.
Yes.
He's an 8-1 prospect of his own, 6 knockouts, you know. I'm moving up in weight. I'm fighting that one junior middleweight this time, you know. And, you know, just y'all you know what to expect, man. Just dominance, man. You feel me? Every time we step out.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, your amateur experience, what it's like. Because I think that card you're talking about, that's Shakur's card, right?
No, my card is the Rob Z. Ramirez card.
Okay. That's a good card to be on. But tell us about yourself. Tell us where you come from, how you started. Tell us some of your heroes. I just want to, you know, the Fighters Right want to know about you because it's not every week we have US guests and, you know, young prospects like yourself. So go ahead, man.
I appreciate it. All right. So me, my name is Jahai Tucker, as y'all know. You know, I'm 20 years old. I've been boxing since I was 7. You feel me? I'm from New York. I'm born in Queens. I was raised in Brooklyn. And now I'm out on Long Island, you feel me? From Jamaican descent. Y'all see the flag, you feel me? yeah, man. You know, as for heroes, I gotta go Michael Jordan, Floyd Mayweather, Usain Bolt, you feel me? And so many boxers, man. Just most of my heroes come from boxing. I gotta put my dad in the conversation as well, you feel mm-hmm. me? You know, and it's a lot of different aspects of my life that really built me to who I am and the fighter I am today as well, you know.
So who do you watch regularly? Which fighters do you watch regularly? Like sit down and watch tapes of?
Oh man. It always just depends. My favorite fighters, I'm gonna tell you, I watch a lot of Mayweather, of course, a lot of Lomachenko, a lot of Shakur Stevenson. I love Lennox Lewis, you know, because of the mm-hmm. jab. You feel me? I watch a lot of Pernell Whitaker, old Mike Tyson clips, Ali, Salvador Sanchez, Hagler, Leonards, Hopkins.
Just I like with you.
You know, I just mix it up because there's so many great, great, great world champions that's graced ring from years, for many, many, many years, you dig? So I just go back and watch all of them.
By the end of the year, where do you want to be in your career?
End of the year, I want to be talking in contention for belt for next year, you know? I feel like this fight right here coming up is a nice step-up fight for me. And as I feel like I show myself how serious I already am when I'm in the ring. Like, I feel like I show I could bang. I show I could box, you know? I've gone in there with better level competition than a lot of dudes at the same part of our career, you know? And, and this is going to be another step to move forward and just get me closer to the title contention.
You know, before you came in, we was talking about a lot of matches not getting made, but one of the main matches that everyone wants to see, boxing. You know already what it is. It's Crawford against Spence.
Yeah, yeah.
Need to see that fight. What's your take on that fight? Who do you think is coming up the number one in that fight there? Both of them are my guys. Yeah. Errol Moore, so, you know, I've been out of practice with Errol, but what's your take?
Me, man, that's a 50 fight. That's a 50-50 right there, you know. Sometimes I think about it, I say Crawford. Other times I think about it, I say Spence. And it's hard because both of them is incredibly strong. If I put money down, I'm probably going to have to side with Spence, you dig? Just okay. on the strength of alone, you feel me? But Crawford is one of the most skilled fighters that we've seen. One of the most decorated fighters that we've seen, you feel me? You can't take that away from him either, so that's a great fight.
Yes. I love it. Again, moving on, the YouTube boxing. What's your take on it? Because I know there's a lot of fighters today which they don't really like the YouTube. They feel like it's like a black eye on their sport. But me personally, I have my thoughts and opinion on it. I'd love to hear what you have to say about it and how you feel.
As for YouTube and boxing, I'm sorry, guys. Let me just fix this. As for YouTube and boxing, I feel as if it's a good thing for the sport because it's bringing a lot of different crowds to the sport, and boxing hasn't been this relevant in years, you know? When you look back at the last 10 years, like in the late 2000s, early 2010s, you know, it was kind of like a stagnant period for boxing. Only guys who were doing a lot of numbers was really just Pacquiao and Floyd. Everybody else was still doing their thing, was still great fighters, but the only ones doing numbers were just Pacquiao and Floyd, you know? And of course, Broner started doing numbers and Canelo started doing numbers. And then, but because of social media and humans, you know, of course, everybody loves boxing. Like, if you go up to a random person, you show them a video of somebody getting knocked out, you know, they're going to be like, wow, like they're going to be entertained. Yes. So, YouTubers being smart enough to capitalize on that, understanding that they can bring a big crowd and make not just a ton of money, but flourish the entire sport. Look at what they're doing for the females. Like, look at, I think Jake Paul is the one with who's actually boxing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Look what he's doing with the females. He signed Serrano, right?
Serrano, that's correct. Yeah.
And when they had that fight last year, right, that was one of the biggest fights in boxing history, not just women's boxing history, you know? So when I seen that, that's a big plus.
Definitely. How old are you, by the way, sir?
I'm 20.
Listen.
One of the things that when me and Spencer and Gary built this channel, it was to give young prospects the opportunity to speak and really have the platform, give them a platform. I'm going to say it here. Young man, I love the way you articulate yourself. It's part of the business.
Appreciate you.
Doing what you're doing, bro.
Thank you.
Totally. You're taking the words right. I'm just about to say that, you know.
Because I love,
yo, Mr. Tucker, let me tell you this now. There's sometimes we get guests from out America, yeah?
Yeah.
And they're drier than Rich T's.
They're drier than the hat that you got on, bro.
No turn. You know what I mean? They're just dry. But
right.
Yeah, you articulate yourself very well. But not only that, but I've seen like you trending. Last week I saw a clip on Instagram. Yeah, had like 1 million views.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm listening.
Listen, it's all about energy. You definitely got the energy. You're a young man. You can articulate yourself fantastic, which is all part of the business. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that this is also a business. Yeah. You know, and you're moving in the right direction. In terms of who you're training, man, big them up, shout them out. Because a lot of people, you know, I'm always like, nobody can do it on their own.
Word, that's a fight.
You know, there's a team. There's a team of people. And I'm giving you the opportunity to shout out your team. Listen, you already, and again, the reason why I'm already feeling what you're saying is because you bigged up your father. You know, a lot of people, they forget these. These are the foundational pillars to your success. So shout out your team and your trainers and your managers. Who you're promoted by Top Rank, right?
Yeah, yep.
So promoted by Top Rank,
you know, managed by Jay Prince Boxing, you feel me? Shout out Jay Prince.
Come on.
Hold up. You know
Jay's one of our guys as well.
I'm very close to Jay Prince.
He's our family.
My word, that's a facts. Yeah, that's, you know, shout out Jay Prince, man. He helped me get signed. Speaking of Jay Prince, another part of my team, shout out Showtime Shaw News and Mike Prince as well, you know? That's how I got to Jay Prince. Showtime Shaw promoted me a lot on Instagram and whatnot. Mike Prince, Jay Prince family, got to see it, you know? Next, you know, we in Houston sparring and stuff, and Jay Prince is very interested, and that changed my life forever, you know. So think right there to
big up Jay Prince.
The fact, man, shout out my.
They don't mess about with no jokers.
Nah,
no, they don't. Nah. If you can't fight, he's not interested.
Yeah, you know. Shout out, of course, you mentioned my father earlier, you know, but not just in boxing, but just boxing is an art form. You feel me? And life marks art. It helped me shape my whole life. You think I'm trying to say? And all that contributes into boxing. You know, shout out my little brother. He's number one in America, in USA, right now.
What weight is your brother?
114. He's like, he's 13 years old, but he's number one to 13.
Okay. 14. What's your brother's name?
Jamali Tucker. On Instagram, he's at No Limit Molly.
Okay.
Yeah, he's different. He's better than me by far.
Wow.
You got to go. You know, shout out Coach Terrence Simpson. You know, he's a great veteran coach, you feel me? Him and Andre was there, you know, both of them, those guys there.
No, Andre very well, you know?
Yeah, you know.
I know Andre very, very well.
Yeah, man, you know.
Andre's very good people, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, you know. Very good my people. Whole team, man. Shout out Coach Rob, you know. RP Coach Kenny Woods, man. Without him, there's none of this journey. And I could go on and on and on and on, you feel me, about the list. I got to, of course, shout out my moms as well since I'm here. You feel me? Shout out mom. So yeah, it's just if I go on, I go on forever, man. You know, but
so wait, is your mom from Jamaica as well? Yeah,
I'm the first one born here out of my family. Like my mom's born Jamaica and my dad's born Jamaica, you know.
What part of Jamaica?
My mom from Tivoli. Mom from Tivoli Gardens and my pops from Portmore.
Yeah, right. So
Did your dad
have a sound system?
Huh?
Did your dad have a sound system?
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe so. Because like Mark was telling me that your dad was a sound man. He used to play bare music.
Oh yeah. He used to do music and production and stuff. Yeah.
I see, like, Mark was telling me, he's like, nah, please, man, get him on. We got
in fact,
music.
In and fact, like, yeah. Call him music.
Yeah, I see you. I see you.
Ja, listen, man, it's been great listening to you, listening to your story. You know, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And just keep grinding, bro. You know, like, you reap what you sow.
Thank you, man.
Reap what you sow. And you just need to just stay focused. You know, the only distractions which will affect you are the ones that you pay attention to. So it's incumbent on you to just keep your head straight, keep looking forward. And I'm looking forward to monitoring your career and seeing you have them belts around your waist.
I appreciate
it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Jaheim.
I got one more shout out to do, man. I got one more shout
Come
out.
Come on.
Feel me? I got to. I got to shout out the Jamaica ambassador to US. You feel me? Ambassador Audrey Marks, all right?
Yes.
Big shout
yes.
out to Audrey Marks. You feel me? From Jamaica to US. No cap.
Come on.
All right. Nah, bye. Tune in.
Thank you for joining us.
See you 1,000,000%. Love. What a good guy, man. Sports Social
Podcast Network. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.